Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Tes Zayin. We are 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis Ashkeche Rabba Bar Shela LeElio. Today's daf is being learned LeIlui Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. And as a Schus Refua Shalema for Avadia Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Malkum Miriam Bas Esther, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Rivka Bas, Sara Bas Yehudas Rachel, Sara Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Feger Rachel, Baruch ben Rachel, Chaya Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meir Chava Bas Shashana, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas Miriam Bas Harav Yosef Isaac, and Le'ilui Nishmas Doiv Beryl ben Reb Yaakov David. So we're in the middle of the Gemara's epic story related to the Dalid Shenichnesu Lepardes, the four tzaddikim that entered the Pardes, Benazai, Benzoima, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. What exactly was the Pardes? Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi says that these four tzaddikim were able to use the Shemos HaKodesh and literally ascend to the heavens and enter some garden that's in Shemayim. Tosfos says, Loi olu lemayla mamish. That's definitely not what happened. Rather, Tosfos says they used one of the Shemos, and through the Shem, hoya nira lehem kemosha olu. They experienced something that made them feel as if they had ascended into the Kriya. But they certainly physically did not go. We mentioned the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. He says Pardes is really a word that's used to describe all the different topics of the second parak of Masechtas Chagiga. Maisa Bereishis, Maisa Merkava. Either way, they delved on some level into Inyanei Kabbalah. They went into the deepest of the deep and the holiest of the holy. And the Gemara says, of the four tzaddikim that entered, only Rabbi Akiva was Nichnas B'Shalom V'Yatze B'Shalom. Ben Azai died. Ben Zoyma was Nifka, intellectually. He was impacted. Acher, Elisha Baravua, he was affected spiritually. And again, only Rabbi Akiva was Nichnas B'Shalom, B'Yatzah B'Shalom. We're in the middle of discussing the story of Elisha Baravua, who the Gemara said was Rameir's Rebbe. The Gemara says that when he was in Shemayim, a Baskel came out and said, Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim Chutz Miacher. And despite the fact that he had been affected in such a prominent way, Rameir, his Talmud, continued to learn Torah from him. And it's in that context that we pick up in the middle of the Gemara. So Zok the Gemara, Ashkeche Rabbi Bar Shela Eliyo, Rabbi Bar Shela met Eliyo Anovi. Amalei, he asked him, Mai Kovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? Amalei, he told him, Kama Shmaita Mi Pumayu Dekulu Rabbanon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is learning Torah, and he's saying over Torah in the name of all of the Rabbanon, Umi Pumi De Rameir Le Kamar. However, in the name of Rameir, he's not saying, Amalei Amai. So he said, Rabbi Bar Shela asked Eliyahu HaNavi, why is a mayor being singled out that he's the one Tana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not saying over any Torah in his name? So Eliyahu HaNavi told him, Mishum deko gomer shmaita mipuma da'acher. It's because he learned Torah from Acher. And because he learned Torah from Acher, he was possible on some level, and it's for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not saying over any Torah in his name. Amalei, so Rabbi Bar Shela told Eliyahu HaNavi, Amai, I don't understand. Rameir rimay matzah. Rameir can be explained with a mashal. A person found a remote. He found a pomegranate. Toichayachal, he ate the good part. Klipasa yizarak, but he got rid of the part that wasn't okay. So Rabbi Bar Shela told Eliyahu HaNavi, that's exactly what Rameir did. Meaning, it's true, Rameir is learning Torah from Acher, but he's only taking the good of Acher. He's not taking the bad of Acher. Amaleis. So Eliyahu HaNavi told Rabbi Bar Shela, it's incredible, because hashtakoma, right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Meir Bini Omer. He's saying over Halacha on the name of Rameir, and he's referring to him as Meir Bini. Benkachu benkach kruyim banim. What's this memra in the name of Rameir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying? It's man shodim mitzdair. When a person finds himself in a state of tzar, shechina mal lashon emeres. What does the shechina say? Kal nimei roishi. The shechina is noise ba'ol. It's mishtatef in the tzar. And the shechina says, kal nimei roishi. My head is hurting. Kal nimei zroi. My arms are hurting. And Rameir said, imkach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzdair al domen shal rishon. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when a rosh is suffering, kal v'chomer al domen shal tzadikim shenishbach, certainly, with regards to tzaddikim, could you imagine what HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels and how much he's mishtatev betzar? But either way, the Gemara says that the fact that Rameir continued to learn Torah from Acher was so controversial that Eliyahu HaNavi, at some point in history, told Rabbi Bar Shela that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over Torah in the names of all the Chachamim, but in the name of Rav Meir, he refuses to say over any Torah. Why not? Because of the fact that Rav Meir was mekabel Torah from Acher. It's interesting that immediately after Eliyahu Navi told this to Rabbi Bar Shela, so Rabbi Bar Shela came out of Kayach HaTayin. He says, I don't understand why it's such a big deal. What, it's so gefarlich what Rav Meir did? Rav Meir was Rimei Matzah Toichai Achal Klipasei Zarak. And the Gemara says, immediately after Rabbi Bar Shela told that to Eliyahu Navi said, wow, right now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over Torah in the name of Rav Meir. And the question is, what happened? What was Rabbi Bar Shela's Grace HaTayinah? And what? Whatever Rabbi Bar Shela said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know. Right? It's like, we're handling with the Eibush, the Kavi Yachal. So the Eibush didn't know this Taino. He knew Rav Meir, Rimei Matzah, Toichai Achal, Klipasei Zarek, and Afal Pikein, he felt that the right thing to do, the Shuras HaDin, was not to say over Torah in the name of Rav Meir. So what was Rabbi Bar Shela Mechadish? Meaning, if Rabbi Bar Shela is having a discussion with a person, so you could tell that he somehow reasoned with him, he came with a Kayach HaTayinah, and that person was persuaded by the Kayach HaTayinah. But Rabbi Bar Shela is saying and asking a kasha on the Eibishta. And it sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu hears the kasha, and the Eibishta says, I hear, and he's maskim. How could you even understand that? So I once saw a pshat that we know that Torah is loy b'shamayim. And really, the psak halach and shamayim is dictated based on what people do on this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskened not to say over Torah in the name of Rav Meir because of the fact that he was mekabel from Elisha Bar Avuah, because of the fact that he was mekabel from Acher. But once Rabbi Bar Shela came with a koich hatayino and he said, Rav Meir, Rimei Matzah, Toich HaAchal, Klipasei Zarak, so he was now paskening on this world that it was okay for Rav Meir to learn Torah from Acher. Once there's a psak that it's okay for Rav Meir to learn Torah, that alters the mitzvahs, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, maskim, Meir b'ni, oimer, b'zman sh'adam etztayr, etc., etc. One other thing that's just worth mentioning, that this story happened with Rabbi Bar Shela. Rabbi Bar Shela was one of the Amoraim. Rav Meir was one of the Tanam. He wasn't even the last generation of Tanam. Rav Meir was a Tanam. It would seem from the time that Rav Meir learned Torah from Acher, fast forward until the times of Rabbi Bar Shela, I don't know how many years it is, but it's many, 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 many years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not saying over any Torah in the name of Rav Meir. Meaning, this didn't happen overnight. This happened over a significant period of time, perhaps centuries. And that mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying over Torah in the name of all the Rabbanon, but not saying over Torah in the name of Rav Meir, a fascinating thing to ponder. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vayit Ashkechei Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Shmuel met Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel, and Shmuel meets his Talmud Rav Yehuda, the Talib Ibn Dadash, and he was leaning against one of the bolts of the door, the Kabachi, and he was crying. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda, as Shmuel asked Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one, Amai Kabach. As Shmuel used to refer to Rabbi Yehuda in Shas HaShinana. He asked him, why are you crying? Amalei, so he told him, you want to know why I'm crying? Mi zutra maitach subu v'rabonon. I'm crying because of the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Aye Sofer, Aye Shoikel, Aye Sofer is HaMigdalen. And this pasuk is referring to the Rabbanon, that they were once Rabbanon, yet it came to a time where it was Aye Sofer, where the Rabbanon were harder to find. So what does this mean? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Darshan, this follows. It said, Aye Sofer, Shoye Soferim, Kol Oise Shepetayr. Where are the counters that they used to count all the letters in the Torah? Aye Shoikel. Where are the people that measured? Shoye Shoiklin, Kalim, the Chamur, Shepetayr. They would measure and they would weigh the Kal and the Chamur. Right, a Kal and Chamur. You have to weigh the Kal, you have to weigh the Chomer. Where are these people? Aye Sofer HaMigdalim. Where are the people that used to count the towers? They used to say over 300 halachas related to a migdal, a tower, HaPerech Ba'aver, that's floating in the air. So what is a migdal HaPerech Ba'aver? So interestingly, Rashi says three pshatim, not 300 pshatim, but Rashi says three pshatim pashit in terms of the taich. What exactly is a migdal perech ba'aver? One pshat Rashi says is, it's referring to the top of the lamed. So a lamed is made up of a chaf, if you think about it, and a vav on top. And these people were able to say 300 pshatim in the top part of the lamed. Another pshat Rashi says is, migdal is referring to the Dar HaFlaga. 300 drushes related to the Dar HaFlaga. A third pshat Rashi says, it's halach and hilchas halachas. But either way, there were people that knew how to say 300 halachas related to migdal HaPerech Ba'av. Amir Ravami, Ravami said, parenthetically, Tas mei boi bo doig v'achit teufel migdal perech ba'av. Doig enachi teufel, they asked 300 shailas in the sugya of migdal HaPerech Ba'av. V'tanan, yeah, we learned in the Mishnah, gimel malachim habar, adyoitos, ein lehem chelik loyim habar, the three malachim, this four adyoitos, that have no chelik in olam haba. Meaning the Mishnah says kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik olam haba, and then the Mishnah lists people that don't have a chelik in olam haba. Now amongst those people that don't have a chelik in olam haba is doig and achi toifel. So what Rabbi Yehuda was saying was, and this is really the punchline, he was saying that here you find that there were people that they were such tzaddikin, they had achieved such great levels of Torah, yet they had fallen to the point where Ayei Sofer, Ayei Shoykel, Ayei Sofer is Hamigdalim, that they're no longer in that Madrega anymore. Doeg and Achi Teufel, where they knew 300 questions in the Sugya of Migdal HaPerech Ba'aver, and now they are from the exceptions to the rule of people that are Ein Lehem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. So he said, Anan Matahavi Olam, what's going to be with us? I'm scared, and that's why I'm crying. So Rabbi Yehuda is a great tzaddik, but he had achieved great levels of ruchnias, but he's afraid because he noticed he could lose everything. Because Ayei Sofer, where are all these Sofrim? These were great tzaddikim. Where are they today? Ayei Shoyko. Where are the people that used to know how to mess the Kal V'chomer? Ayei Sofer Samigdol. Where are the people that knew all the halachas of Migdal HaPerech Ba'aver? Rabbi Yehuda said so many of these great men eventually lost everything. And that's what I'm afraid of. So Shmuel was mechazik his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, he told him, Shinina, Tina Hoysa B'libon. He says, no, it's different. Any gadol that you find that later on in life fell, Tina Hoysa B'libon, the roots of that downfall had been there earlier. But he said, you, I know, are kosher, and as a result, this is not something you have to worry about. There's no such thing as a person that's 100% kosher, Toichai Kabara, that later on in life, he would fall in such a dramatic way. He said, the only reason some people experience that is because Tina Hoysa B'libon, and therefore, they were never perfect. There was a breach in the foundation. And for that reason, it ended up playing out the way he did. So the Gemara says, on that note, and this is, of course, a segue to the sugya that we're learning, Acher, Elisha Baravua, that's Acher, my, what was with him? Meaning if Elisha Baravua, who was Rameya's Rebbe, who was one of the four people that were Nichnas Lepardes, if he had a Yerido, obviously there must have been Tina Beliboy. What was that Tina? And this is one of the most famous lines in the Masechta. Says the Gemara, Zemer Yevani Lepasach Mipume. He used to always sing Zemer Yevani, Greek music, and it was the Greek music that was the Tina, that was the hole in the ship. That's what it was that eventually caused everything to leak, and eventually Acher became Acher. Says the Gemara, Amru all about Acher. They say related to Acher. B'shosha yoyim beis medrash. When Acher would leave the beis medrash, har beis sifrei minim noitrim mecheika. That sifrei minim, literally svarim of apikorses, they were noitrim mecheika. They would fall out of his lap. They would slip away from him because these were things that he was reading underneath his Gemara. So Acher was Elisha Baravua, but at the same time, even during that kufa, that he was Elisha Baravua, but zemer yevani lepasa. And even worse, harbe sifrei minim noishim micheika. It's interesting that the Gemara talks about Zemer Yevani. There's a Yerushalmi in the seventh parak of Masechta Soita. The Yerushalmi says, "Amar Rabbi Yonasan the Beis Guvrin arba l'shoynos non l'shtamish ben ha'olam." There are four languages that are very beautiful languages, and each one of these four languages have a maila with regards to something else. The Elohim, we'll just mention the first. Laz. The language known as Laz is Lizemer. When it comes to music, the best language, if you want to write lyrics, is Laz. So says the Karbon Edo, what's Laz? Lashon Yevani. So you see that Zemer Yevani, it's not just the music, it's not just that, but the lyrics itself. It seems the language, the Greek language, Chazal held, was the most matim for music. Just a little bit of a knetch as it relates to what exactly Zemer Yevani is. Either way, we'll get back to this a little bit later. Shol Nimus HaGardi as Remeir. Nimus the weaver asked Remeir. Kol Amid Anachas Liyoyra Salik. He asked him, anytime you take wool and you put him into a vat, does it automatically come up dyed properly? Meaning somebody wants to dye wool. So you take wool, white wool, and you put it into a vat where there's some sort of dye, and you're going to take it out. And when you take it out, the objective is that it's not going to have the color that the dye has. But he asked him, does it always work that way? And it was a rhetorical question. He knew not. And the point he was trying to make to Rameir was, just because somebody learns Torah doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be mushpa from the Torah. Meaning, if a person immerses himself in Torah, so Torah has incredible skulos. But his point was that I don't know if it has to be that way, because you see, if you took wool, you put it into a dye, lavdafka, so maybe this shouldn't be that way either. Amalei, he told him, Koman dahava naki agavi misalik. He says, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to tell you something else. That anytime you take wool that was clean wool and you put it into a dye, it always comes out dye. Called the loyav naki avi misalik. And the only time there's a question is if it wasn't clean. Meaning, the Talmud Chacham that's pure you don't have to worry about it. If he started off impure, that's when maybe it's possible that it's not going to end up being that way. Either way, this concludes the Acher portion of the daf. We'll get back to it in the raid. But for now, the Gemara continues. The Gemara said, Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Acher, and the fourth was Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, all of B'Shalom, the Yared B'Shalom. Rabbi Akiva, he ascended either physically, according to Rashi, or metaphysically, or not literally, according to Tosfos, but he was Allah B'Shalom, the Yara B'Shalom, he descended B'Shalom as well. And it's related to Rabbi Akiva that the Pasuk says, Moshcheni acharecha narutza, hevyani amelech adarav, nogilo v'nismecha bach. It's related to Rabbi Akiva that this Pasuk was said. Which part of the Pasuk? Hevyani amelech adarav. Right? Hevyani amelech adarav, the melech brings me into his inner chambers. Rabbi Akiva was able to enter the Pardes, and not only was he able to enter the Pardes, Dalad nichnasu the Pardes, but he was able to emerge as well. Truth is, even Rabbi Akiva, the Malachi Hasharis, wanted to push away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, allow him, because he's someone that's allowed to be mishtamish b'chvoidi. Says the Gemara, my darash, what did Rabbi Akiva do to know, to be able to merge properly? And Rashi explains the Gemara. Rashi actually has two pshatim, but in the first pshat, anyway, says Rashi that what the Gemara means to say is Ben Azai and Ben Zoyma, they both entered the paradise. And when they entered the paradise, they were affected. Ben Azai, Meis, Ben Zoyma, Nifka. Why were they affected? Because they looked at the Shechina. And like Rashi said in the beginning of the Sugya, Kilo Yirani Yadam Chai. It is what it is. If Rabbi Akiva went into the paradise and he was Yotze B'Shalom, that means he didn't look where he wasn't supposed to look. So Zok Rashi, in the first pshat, my darash, he must have darshan something. He knew, obviously, B'Mesayra, how to enter the paradise and not look where you're not supposed to look. Not violate looking at the Shechina and the V'Loyirani Yad Mechai. So how did he know that? Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Barchan is saying the name Rabbi Yochanan. The Pasuk says, V'asa, he knew Oisu Berevava Shalai. Revava means the myriads, right? The tens of thousands. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tens of thousands of malachim that are surrounding him. But there's an Ois in that area where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It's Merum is in the Pasuk, the Asa, Miloshan, Ois, Merivavais Kodesh. Rabbi Akiva knew the Ois, and as a result, he knew where the Shechinah was, he knew where not to look. Rabbi Vohu Amar, Dogu Mirvava, Dugma Hu Birvava Shalai. A Dugma is a sample. Like someone that sells things will have samples. So that's what a Dugma is. There's a Dugma within the Rivava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Rish Lakish Amar, Hashem Tzvakis Shemai, Adain Hu Bitzava Shalai. Which also means there's some symbol somewhere inside the Tzvayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Chibar, Abba, Rabbi Yechanan, the Pasuk says, Loi Baruch Hashem, that the Navi said that he experienced the Ruach, but the Pasuk says that Loi Baruch Hashem, that's not where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Vachar Ruach Rash, then there was a big tumult. Loi Baruch Hashem. Vachar Rash Eish, there was fire. Loi Baruch Hashem. Vachar Eish Kol Demam Adako. Then there was a very, very soft noise. V'hinei Hashem Oivir, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. Rabbi Akiva knew that Hashem is by the Kol Demam Adako. And as a result, where the Kol Demam Adako was, he knew not to look. And because he didn't look there, like this, he was able to be spared. So this concludes the entire discussion of the Arba Nichnasu L'Pardes. Again, we're going to get back to this in the raid, but just two very, very short ha'aras. Number one, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was the only one that was Allah B'Shalim V'Yara B'Shalim. V'af Rabbi Akiva Bikshu Malachi Asharis L'Daivchai. That really, the Malachi Asharis, they were trying to affect Rabbi Akiva as well. Allow this zokin sheroy l'shtamish b'kvoidi, because he's someone that's worthy of being mishtamish b'kvoidi. The Gemara says the Malachi Asharis were trying to be machto Rabbi Akiva. They didn't want Rabbi Akiva to be yatzav b'shalom, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Don't chat with him." It's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Rabbi Akiva as a zokin. Why would he describe him here as a zokin? Incidentally, where do you find Rabbi Akiva is referred to as a zokin? That's an interesting way to describe the great Rabbi Akiva. Why are we referring to Rabbi Akiva as a zokin? And why in this Gemara? But the Pshat is Pashit, because we spoke out from the Vilna Gaon and Bir Agron Reish Mem Vav, that the Gaon said, what happened to Ben Azai and Ben Zoyma? They were too young. They were also Nichnas B'Shalom. The problem is they were too young. And because they were too young, it's for that reason they were affected. So it's for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Rabbi Akiva is different. He's a zokin. He has the ziknah. He has the prerequisite age that he needs in order to be able to. And it's for that reason the emphasis, it's not a Nichol Tzadik, Zeb Ben Azib was also a Tzadik. Ben Zayman was also a Tzadik. The problem was, what was their shortfall? Their shortcoming was they didn't have Zikna. They were lacking in age. The second Aura, which really could be a raid by it, but we don't have time. But all of our Kasav Omer, it's regarding Rabbi Akiva, that the Pasuk says, Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza, Heviyani HaMelech Hadarav. We spoke a lot about this Pasuk in Masechta Sukkah, at the very end of Masechta Sukkah, the last staff of Masechta Sukkah. We spoke out from the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush and Shir HaShirim, that the Gaon says that this Pasuk, Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza, Heviyani HaMelech Hadarav, who Keneged Shmini Atzeres. It's Keneged Shmini Atzeres. Right, the entire Yontif, all the Umay Yisraelim have a little bit of a role in. But there's one Yontif that's Heviyani HaMelech Hadarav, where we are together with the king, and that's the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres. There's a special ichud between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the day of Shmini Atzeres. We mentioned that the Goyen in Evan Shlema says that all the Yamanei Ram are Mechuvin Keneged La'asa Lava. Rosh Hashanah is connected the early part of Lasad Lavi. The beginning of Lasad Lavi, there's going to be a mishpat that Yom HaGadol HaNeir, right, we spoke out recently for Reb Chaim Brisker. The Reb Chaim said, why is there going to be a mishpat again, Lasad Lavi? He says, because really, when we judge a person, we don't just judge him for what he did. We judge a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, for the outcomes of everything that he did. We're not going to know the total scope of the outcome of the maisim of a person until everything is finished, until the world is essentially over. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to look and to judge and see everything perfectly. But the beginning of Achris HaYomim is going to be a Yom HaGadol HaNeir. That's why we have Rosh Hashanah. Then there's going to be a Zman of Tshuva, he says, and a Yom Kippur, and so because he goes on to describe different Zmanim, this is all La'asa Lava. But the end of the end of La'asa Lava, Ubila HaMavis LaNetzach, all the Rishon are going to be gone. All there's going to be is Klal Yisrael, all the Tzaddikim, literally the Shufa of Klal Yisrael. What's going to be at that time? Then it's going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Echad. There's going to be nothing else in the world. And that's Shmini Atzeres. That's Heviyani HaMelech Hadarav. And that's why the Goyen, even though he was very besimcha every Yontif, but Kiyodua, his Simcha Yisera, was always during the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres. We mentioned then, from the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh. The Mikroi Kodesh was written by an Italian Gadol. His name was Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yamin Samiga. The Michas HaLuzer quotes him in his tshuva, where he talks about not sitting in a sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Right? In that tshuva, he quotes the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh. And the Mikroi Kodesh says, what's this inyan of not sitting in a sukkah Shmini Atzeres? Medina de Gemara, you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. You don't make a bracha, you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. So what's this inyan of not sitting in a sukkah? So Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yamin Samiga, this Italian gadol, Italian Mekubal said, he said the inyan is mamish what the Vilna Gaon said. He said, why do we sit in a sukkah? We sit in a sukkah to show that even though the world is a scary place, that's in a dangerous place, but we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us, the Anani HaKavin, and we sit under the tzel, the tzil of the Mehemnusa, and that's what our protection is. Shmini Atzeres is mechuvin kineged a time where there's going to be nothing in the world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since there's going to be nothing in the world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's going to be no point in sitting in a sukkah, because you're not going to have to be protected. Now there's going to be no point in sitting in a sukkah, but a person, he said, that sits in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is missing the whole nekuda of what Shmini Atzeres represents. It represents, like the Vilna Gaon said, the last day of the Achris Hayom, that's what it's all about. And the Lashonis that he uses, Lachem b'shmini chag atzeres, shehu remez la'asid, sheyafoich elo amim sofa berura, likroi kulam b'shem Hashem, v'hu levada yiyah l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz, v'machusa b'kol mashalik, v'hu levada yiyah melech ha'kol ha'aretz, v'lo yiyah b'shom mokim, lo yisotim, lo yimazik, lo yipega, ki b'yoyim hu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmai echad, v'hu levchul. The whole idea of Shmini Atzeres is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad Ushmai Echad. Heviyani HaMelech Hadarav is Shmini Atzeres, which is the Zman of Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad. This is something we've talked a lot about in the past. There's another thing we've talked a lot about in the past. And that is the Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara describes the Ptira of Rabbi Akiva. Just one excerpt. HaYamayrich Be'echad. Rabbi Akiva was saying Kriya Shema, and he was being mayrich by the word Echad. Achiyotza Nishmasai Be'echad. Yotzah Basko V'amra Ashrech Rabbi Akiva She'yotzah Nishmasra Be'echad. Rabbi Akiva's Ptira was Be'echad. Chassam Sofer says in the Truv, we mentioned this many, many times, that even though there's a Ruah said, there's a Shaila, how you spell the name Akiva? Is it Ayin Kuf Yud Vez Aleph, or is it Ayin Kuf Yud Vez He? There was a Ruah had a dream, or is the Ruah La Tzadek, Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha Sofei Teves Akiva, and it has a hey, simcha, has the hey at the end. And that's a riot that the way to spell Akiva is with a hey in the end. But Rabbi Akiva, the Tana Rabbi Akiva throughout Shas, is spelled Ayin Kuf Yud Vez Aleph. And the Chasam Sofer said the Aleph is a remez to Echad, because Rabbi Akiva was Meirich Be'echad, Achi Yotza Nishmasoi Be'echad, Yotza Baskov Amra Shrecha Rabbi Akiva Sheyotza Nishmascha Be'echad. It wasn't punk, this all happened Be'echad. Rabbi Akiva reached the Madrega of Echad. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that the Sora Harugei Malchus came to be Mechaper for the Aseres HaShvatim. But we know there were only 9 Shvatim that were involved in the Mechiras Yosef. Who was the 10th? It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who was Mechaper for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It was Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is on the Madrega of Echad. And because he was on the Madrega of Echad, say the Sifrei Kabbalah, Rabbi Akiva was the one that was Mechaper for Echad. The Pasuk of Mashcheni Acharecha Norutza, Haviyani HaMelech Hadarav, which is the Pasuk of Shmini Atzeres, which the Goyin said is the Pasuk that describes V'hoye b'yoy mahu yi Hashem echad u'shmo yechad. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva was all of B'shalom v'yara B'shalom. For all of Akos of Omer, it's regarding Rabbi Akiva that the Pasuk says, Mashcheni acharecha norutza heviyani ha-melech hadarav. That Pasuk is the Pasuk of Echad. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's Echad. And that's why it's all of Akos of Omer. It's related to Rabbi Akiva that we have the Pasuk of Shmini Atzeres. Because the toichin, the essence of Shmini Atzeres is Echad. And on that note, we have a daf to learn. Zok the Gemara. So we just mentioned that Rabbi Akiva knew where not to look. Benazirans, I mean, looked where they weren't supposed to look. But Rabbi Akiva knew not to. Zok the Gemara. On the topic of not looking where you're supposed to look, specifically as it relates to Shechina. So we're going to have over here a little bit of a digression. Tanu Rabban, Shishu Dvarim, Nemar B'Shei. There's 6 things that were said regarding Shedim, Shin Dalads, Shloichik Malachi Asharis. 3 of them, meaning there are 3 things about a Shed that make them like Malachim, Shloichik Malachi Asharis, and 3 ways they're like humans. So Shedim are a combination of humans and of Malachi Asharis. In 3 ways that like Malachi Asharis, in 3 ways that like Bnei Adam. Shloshim Malachi Asharis, 3 ways that like Malachi Asharis. Ishim, the fact that they have wings like Malachi Asharis. V'tosim Yisoyif on the Batzik Malachi Asharis. They're able to fly like Malachi Asharis. V'yoydim Masha Asad Liyas like Malachi Asharis. And they know the future, like Malachim, the Freit, the Gemara. Yoydim. So, Kedaitach, they know the future? What, Malachim know the future? Elashayim Me'achari HaParkid. They don't know the future, but they have inside information, because they're able to overhear Me'achari HaParkid. Kamalachi Asharis, like Kamalachi Asharis are, and therefore they know. It's, meaning, it's not like they know, but they have informers, and as a result, they're able to know. Shoshik Bnei Adam, in 3 ways, they're like Bnei Adam. Oichlam V'shoysik Bnei Adam. Shedim eat and drink like Bnei Adam. Parim V'ravim Ki Bnei Adam. They procreate like Bnei Adam. Umesim Ki Bnei Adam. And they die like Bnei Adam as well. Shishu Dvarim Nemar Bnei Adam. There's 6 things said regarding Bnei Adam. Shoshik Malachi Asharis. In 3 ways, people are like Malachim. And Shloshik Behem. In 3 ways, people are like Behem. Shloshik Malachi Asharis. 3 ways that people are like Malachi Asharis. Yeshem Dei Das Malachi Asharis. People have Das. Like malachim, not like animals, but like malachim. U'mahalchim b'koy meskufa malachi asharis. They stand straight and erect like malachi asharis. U'mesaprim b'loshin hakoydesh k'malachi asharis. And they're able to talk like malachi asharis. Now the Gemara says, Loshon HaKodesh, that's because Malachi Asharis only speak Loshon HaKodesh. But the point is that they speak like Malachi Asharis speak. Shloshik Behemo, there's 3 things that people have like behemoths. Oichlam v'shoysen k'behemo, they eat and drink like behemoths. Uparim v'ravim k'behemoth, they procreate like behemoths. Umaitzin rei k'behemoth, then they have to go to the bathroom like behemoths. Kol masak batal dvarim, rasu lo yishalai ba lo. The Mishnah said that anybody that looks at 4, or anyone that thinks about 4 different things, it would have been better had he not been born. So what were the 4 things? Mala mala, what's on top of the Shemaim? Malamata, what's beneath? Malafonim, what was before? Malachar, and what's after? So the Gemara says like this. Bishlam, malamala, malamata, malachar, lach. I understand if somebody ponders those things, it's not okay. Ela lefonim, ma'ida hava hava. Lefonim, the Gemara understands here means is what happened before Brias Olam. So the Gemara says, it happened, ma'ida hava hava. Meaning you're thinking about something that technically is in the past anyways. So why is it such a terrible thing? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoichanan, for Rabbi Lazar, the Amri Tavayu, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar both said, in theory, the Gemara could have maybe just said Rabbi Lazar said, and we would have known Rabbi Yochanan said, based on those raid bites. But either way, Mashal, the Melech, Bas of Adam, can be compared with a Mashal. He was a Bas of Adam, Shamal Avadav, he told his slaves, Banuli Paltering Gedoylam Alashba, I want you to build a big palace for me, and build it on top of Ashba, like build it on top of a garbage dump. Hoko, they went to Banuloi, and they built it. Enrit Sainoi Shal Melech, the Haskashem Ashba, the Melech would prefer if nobody ever remembers or discusses the fact that he built his fancy house on top of Ashba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world on top of Toyu V'Vayu, Kaviyachal and Ashba, and therefore Hashem doesn't want you to be talking about Malafonim. Don't describe and don't discuss the Ashba that was there back in the day. Kol Shalei Chas Al Kvoit Koinoi, Rasu Lo Shalei Bolot. And the Mishnah says that any person doesn't have the proper covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would have been better off never being born. Zok Tamar Maihi, what is this referring to? Rav Abba and Rav Abba says that Mestakel B'Keshes. It's referring to somebody that looks at a rainbow. Why can't you look at a rainbow? So the Gemara is going to say, because the Shechina in the rainbow, as we'll say, Rabbi Yosef says, it's referring to somebody that doesn't have Aver when nobody's looking. So the Gemara, Mestakel B'Keshes, what's wrong with being Mestakel B'Keshes? It's based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk is in Yecheskel, it's in Perek Aleph, which means it's the Psukim of Maisei HaMerkava. It says, Kemari HaKeshes, Asheyeh Ba'onon, B'yoyim HaGeshen, Kemari HaNoiga Soviv, who married Muskvayt Hashem. So in the Psukim that describe the Shechina, we're somehow using the Keshes as a mashal. So obviously there's some Shechina associated with the Keshes, therefore you can't be mistakel b'Keshes. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Amar, what did Rabbi Yosef say? What does that mean? Rabbi Yitzchak said, someone who doesn't have air when no one's looking, it's as if he pushed away the feet of the Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that my kise is in Shemayim, but my feet are in this world. So if you're doing an Aveira when no one's looking, it's as if you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking. So you're pushing away the feet. Why the feet? Because Hashem's feet, that's where his feet are. Ain't he afraid to wear? Is that true? You're not supposed to do an Aveira B'Seser from Rabbi Allah Azok. Rabbi Allah Azok said, we know this Gemara from Rate Bites, and we also know this Gemara because we just had it. If a person sees that he can't overcome his Yetzahara, what should he do? He should go to a place where nobody recognizes him. He should put on black clothing. He should cover his head with black clothing. He should do anything he wants. But he should make sure that he's not Mechal Shem Shemayim Befarhesir. So you see, if a person is having a difficult time with his Yetzahara, he should dafka go to a place where nobody knows him or sees him. Go to a place of Seser, and that's what you should do, the Aveira. So what's the Stira? Here we have that if someone doesn't Aveira B'Seser, it's Kilu Doichik Ragli Ashchina, and here we have just the opposite. If a person can't overcome his Yetzahara, you should dafka go to such a place. So the Gemara says, like, Kash, Adam Mati Kaifli Yitzri, Adam Mati Kaifli Yitzri. Could this person overcome his Yetzahara? Could he not? If he could overcome his Yetzahara, don't do the Aveira. Not even B'Seser. And if you do a B'Seser, you're being Doichik Ragli Ashchina. If you can overcome your Yetzahara, Al Zen Nemar, Yeilech Lamakim, Sheimakir Noisav, B'Shchayrim, V'Yisatev Shchayrim. That's that Gemara. Torah Shrav Yehuda Rav Nachmeni. Meturgimani the Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish had a Meturgiman, like most great rabbis did. His Meturgiman's name was Rabbi Yehuda B'Rab Nachmeni. So Rabbi Yehuda B'Rab Nachmeni, who's the Meturgiman of Reish Lakish, he said the following drasha. He said, if a person looks at three things, enof keyos, it's going to affect his eyesight. B'keshe, someone looks at a rainbow. U'benasi, someone looks at the nasi. U'bekoyhanim, and he looks at the koyhanim. Zok the Gemara, what does this all mean? B'keshes, that's the passage we just said. Chesed k'mari ha'keshes ha'shiyeh ba'anon, b'yoy ma'geshen u'marid muskveid Hashem. The Shechina in the rainbow. Incidentally, the poskim say that you're allowed to look at a rainbow. The Gemara says mistakel. Mistakel always means to investigate, right? It's a different type of ri'iyah, which has impact in other areas in halacha. Right? Sometimes the Gemara says you can't look, and sometimes the Gemara says you can't be mistakel. So you have to know what mistakel is. We have a related raid bite, I think, from Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf on this topic, of what exactly mistakel is. But there's a concept of being mistaken, the nasi. If someone looks at the nasi, why can't you look at the nasi? The chesed, the pasuk says, "V'nasata mehoid chalav." Pasuk says, Hashem told Moshe, "You should take from your hoid, your glory, and you should place it. You should impart it on Yeshua ben Nun, because the nasi has to have some of the hoid of Moshe. Now Moshe Rabbeinu's hoid was Shechina. So if every nasi has Shechina, so there's an inyan not to be mistakel b'nasi. And finally, ha'mistakel b'kayhanim, what does that mean? It means b'zman shavei samikdash ha'yakayim, sh'no yo'oimdim al duchanam, they would duchanin, u'mevarchin es Yisrael b'shem ha'mefayrish, and they would bench Klai Yisrael, not just Birchas Kayanim, but with the Shem HaMefayrish. And because they use the Shem HaMefayrish, so it's for that reason, the Shechina there, if the Shechina there, you're not allowed to be mistakel. Torah Rabbi Yehuda B'Rab Nachmeni B'Turgamani D'Reish Lakish. Another drasha that Rabbi Yehuda B'Rab Nachmeni, who is the Meturgaman of Reish Lakish, said, Ma'idik Sebas Shran in the Pasuk, that says, Al Taminu, do not faith, have faith, Bereya, Al Tiftachu Ba'aluf, says the Gemara. What does this mean? If the Yetzirah comes and tells you, do an Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meichel. Right, the Yetzirah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Toiv, U'meitiv, U'heitiv, U'meitiv, U'yetiv lanu, U'gim lanu, U'gim lanu, U'gim lanu, U'gim lanu. He says, don't worry, trust me. Do Aveiras, and on my cheshbon, you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive you. Al Tamein, don't trust him. And that's the Pasuk. Al Tamein, Bereya, what we're darshaning is not bereya, but rather ra. Ve'in ra el yetzahara, shenem ha-keitzaleva adam ra. Don't trust the yetzahara when he tells you what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to trust you, is going to forgive you. Point. Al tiftuchu ba'aluf. You should not have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'in aluf el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenem ra'aluf nu'urai ata. The point is that if the Yetzirah is going to tell you, just do whatever you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive you, don't listen to him. Something Gemara says, Hashem HaTayimah, you might say, me may it be. No, I'm going to do Averis. Why? I'm not worried. Because me may it be. Who's going to ever say Eidos that I did Averis? The person, the bricks in his house, and the wood in the wall, that's what's going to be made. Shenema, the pasuk says, ki even me'ir tizak, the kapitz me'etz taneno, the even of the wall is going to call out, and the wood itself, that's what's going to be made. That's going to say one day what good a person did and what not good a person did. The chachamim say, nishmasei shaladam idabai. It's the nisham of a person that's going to be made. Shenema, the pasuk says, mishay cheves chaykecha shmar pischei picha. That's referring to the nishama. Eis nidavish shaychevez chayk shaladam. What is it that rests inside the person? And the yom is the nishama. Reb Zreika said, shnei malachi asharis, hamalavin oiz heim idinoi. It's the two malachi asharis that escort a person. That's who's going to be made. Shenema, ki malachi vitzav aloch lishmarcha b'chol derechecha. V'chachamim oimrim, eivar of shaladam idinoi. It's the eivar of a person that's going to be made. Shenema, the pasuk says, ve'atim Dai Noom Hashem Vanikel. So the Gemara says, when the Yetzirah tells you that, don't worry, Kadosh Baruch Hu is great, Hashem loves you, you can do whatever you want, and Hashem is going to forgive you. Don't listen to him. Because it's not muchach that Hashem is just going to forgive you for everything that you do. There's something called din v'cheshmin, there's something called schar v'oinish, and as a result, it's not just a hefkevel. You can't just do whatever you want. V'shem u'taymar, you're going to say, me may it be? Who's going to say Eidus one day? So the Gemara says four different ideas. There's an idea that the number one, Avnei Beisei V'Kuris Beisei Shal Adam Heim Eidim Boi. Nishmasei Shal Adam Eidim Boi. Shnei Malachi Asharis Hamalav Enoisei Heim Eidim Boi. And finally, Evarav Shal Adam Me'idim Boi. This Gemara that we just learned, these last several lines, we had verbatim. Literally, verbatim, it's a Gemara Masechtas Tainas Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. And when we learn Tainas Daf Yud Aleph, we mention then the Keren Oira. In his Pirish on Masechtas Tainas, he says a Dover Nifla. He says the Gemara mentions these four groups of Edim that are going to be made. So he said, Yesh Loimar. We say that a person has to observe the Torah. B'shiftecha b'veisecha, uvelechtecha b'aderech, uveshachbecha Ufkumecha. So says the Keren Oira. The Gemara says that me may it be Avnei Beisei V'Koyreis Beisei Shaladim. That's when the person's B'Shiftecha B'Veisecha. When a person's at home and he does Averis or Fakir, he does Mitzvahs, Avnei Beisei, that's who's going to be Meyed. When the Gemara says Nishmasei Shaladim Me'idabai, that's referring to when a person is sleeping, B'Shachbecha. When a person goes to sleep, his Neshama goes up to Shamayim. Sleep is 1/60th of Misa. That's why in the morning we say Hamachzin Neshamos Lifkar Mesim Alekai Neshamos Shenasatabi. So when a person sleeping, Nishmasei Shal Adam is going to be made by. The Gemara says that the Shnei Malachi Asharis Amalav Enoisai. One of the Malachi Asharis is going to be made. That's who Velechta Chavaderech. A person that does mitzvahs, he learns Torah when he's Velechta Chavaderech. Ufakar, the Shnei Malachi Asharis, they're the ones that are going to be made. And finally, Ufkumecha. When a person wakes up in the morning, Eivarim Shal Adam Eidim Bai, the Eivarim of a person are going to be Meyed, whether he got out of bed or whether he hit the snooze button for the 11th time. And the Eivarim Shal Adam, they're the ones that are going to be Meyed. That's where the Eidus is going to be. So these four Eidim, they correspond to the four times. B'shniftecha b'veisecha, that's when it's going to be Avnei Beisai. Uvelechtecha b'aderech, it's the Shnei Malachi Asharis. B'shachbecha, it's the Neshama. And Uvkumecha, it's going to be Eivarim Shal Adam. Divrei pi chacham chen, the Keren Oira Masechtas Tainus, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Zok Di Gemara. So we're going to make a Haschala now on the next part of the second parak of Masechtas Chagiga. We'll go through a little bit quickly. We'll speak out right about the paradise. Then in Netzachem tomorrow, we'll pick up where we are. Zok Di Gemara. Returning very, very briefly to the karbonos that the Yidden had to bring on Yontif. So every single Yid on Yontif had to bring three karbonos. He had to bring an Eilas Riyah, he had to bring a Shalmi Chagiga, and he had to bring a Shalmi Simcha as well. Now, when a Yachid bore a carbon, emphasis on Yachid, but when a Yachid bore a carbon, one of the mitzvahs he had to do with the carbon was smicha. So the bala carbon would lean his weight on the animal, he would be mesvada, and there was a mitzvah called smicha. There was a major machloikis, as we're about to see, whether if a person, a yachid, that's bringing a carbon on yontif, does he do smicha or does he not do smicha? Zok the Mishnah. Yosef ben Yezer said, Shloy lismach. If you bring a carbon on Yontif, you don't do smicha. Yosef ben Yochim and Amir lismach. He argued with him, he said, do smicha. Yeshua ben Prachi said, Shloy lismach, don't do smicha. Nitai har Bailey, Yomer lismach, do smicha. Yehuda ben Tabma Yomer, Shloy lismach. Shimon ben Shetach, Yomer lismach. Shmaya Yomer lismach. Avtalya Yomer, Shloy lismach. Hillel umenachim loy nachlaku. However, Yotze Menachem went out. Where did he go? We'll see that in tomorrow's daf. Nichna Shammai came in his place. Shammai said, Shloy lismoich. Hillel loymer lismoich. Hillel said to do smicha. Says the Gemara. We just mentioned five peers of great men that debated this question, whether you should do smicha or whether you should not do smicha. So the Gemara says, Harishonim, the first group that we just mentioned, Hayu Nesiim. Not the first group. The first of the groups that we mentioned were all Nesiim. The Shniim Lahem and their Balei Plukta of Bezdin. They were of Bezdin. Now the truth is, we don't have time for this, but the groups that we're mentioning, these peers, were known as Zugais. There was a tkufa in Jewish history where the Yidden were ruled and they were governed by two tzaddikim at the same time. They were known as Zugais. They both controlled everything, specifically the Bezdin. One was the Nasi, the other one was the Abezdin. The Nasi was of higher rank, and the Abezdin was of a lesser rank. So these peers that we mentioned, Yosi ben Yoyezer and Yosef ben Yoichanon, Yeshua ben Prachia, Nitayar Bailey, Yehuda ben Tabba, Yeshua ben Shetach, Shmai and Naftali, Hilu and Sham. One, the first one, the Mishnah says, was the Nasi, and the second one was the Abezdin, and they were arguing about this obscure question. Yochid brings the carbon on Yonkev. The topic of the Masechta, Chagiga, yes smicha or no smicha? That's the shaila. Rashi says, fascinatingly, if that's a word, that this shaila, this discussion, this debate, this machloikis, whether you should do smicha or not do smicha, was the first machloikis in Jewish history. So the first machloikis ever, says Rashi, was this shaila. And that's why the Mishnah is making such a big deal about it. Because from a historical perspective, Rashi's lashon is, V'zuhi machloikis rishoyne sh'hoizu b'chachmi Yisrael. This was the very, very first machloikis in Jewish history. Again, you can align like that. It's going to have implications. The income of Zokti Gemara. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in a braisa. Shleisha mizugas harishoyne m'sham shlei lismoich. The three of the zugas harishoyne that said don't do smicha. The first three peers, the ones that said no smicha. Yosef ben Yoyezer, Yeshua ben Prach, and Yud ben Tab. And the two of the latter zugos shamru lismich that said du smicha, they were Shmaya and Hillel hayu nesim. They were the nesim. Ushniim lehem and their bali plukta of his bezdin were of his bezdin divi rameir. The chachamim said Yehuda ben Tabai of bezdin that Yehuda ben Tabai was the of bezdin. Meaning based on Rameir's cheshbin, Yehuda ben Tabai would have been the nasi. But the chachamim argued they said he was really the of bezdin. The Shimon ben Shetach nasi and Shimon ben Shetach was the nasi, which means. What we need is there's a machloikis Rameir in the Chachamim as it relates to the Zugois that was Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach. Who was the Nasi and who was the Av Bezdin? According to Rameir, Yehuda ben Tabai was according to Nasi, and according to the Chachamim, Yehuda ben Tabai was the Av Bezdin. Zok the Gemara. I'll bring you a raya from a braisa. To one of these two opinions. Man Tana l'hadu Tana Rabbanon. Who's the Tana of the following Braisa? Amar Yehuda ben Tabai, another classic. Ereb ben Achama, I should not see the Nechama. I mean, the words Ereb ben Achama means I should see the Nechama. But if this was a Lashon Shvu, a Lashon Klala, he was saying on himself, I shouldn't see the Nechama. Im lo haragti ezayim. For I'm about to tell you, it's not true. Meaning, I'm making a statement. It's true, and I'll prove to you it's true. Because if it's not true, Loi Ereb ben Achama. I shouldn't see the Nechama. What was the statement? Im lo hirakti Eid Zayim. If I didn't kill an Eid Zayim, someone was an Eid Zayim, really he didn't deserve to die, but I killed him anyways. And the reason was, L'hoitzim Eliban Shal Tzadaykim. I did it to be Moitzim Eliban Shal Tzadaykim. Shal Yu Aymerim, because the Tzadukim used to say, Ein Eidim Zayim Ben Erogin, Achne Yehorigan Nidin. That an Eid Zayim is not killed unless, right, what's an Eid Zayim? Two people come and they say, Eidos, that Ruvain is Chayiv Misa. And then two other Eidim come and they say, how could you say that Ruvain is Chayiv Misa? Imanu wa Yisim v'mal complaining, the time that you claim you saw Ruvain do something, which would be Chayiv Misa, you were with us in a whole different place. So what's that Lacha? V'asisim lei, kashizam alasas Lacha. If you do to the Eidim Zayim what they wanted to do. Now we know that Lacha is that the only time you give Eidim Zayim and kashizam is if Bezdin never followed through and never executed on the psak. It was kasher zomam, v'loy kasher asa. This is makas dabez. But if Bezdin actually acted upon the psak, it doesn't work anymore. Now the tzedukim held fakir. They held eino edim zomim and neherogin at sheharik anidin. They don't do anything until the nidain is killed. So it says the Gemara, Amalishim ben Shetach. So Yehuda ben Tabai said, Erev ben Ochama, I once killed an Eidzoyman. And the reason I killed Eidzoyman was, Lahoit Simi Liben Shal Tzadokim. The Gemara is going to explain. Amalishim ben Shetach, Sashim ben Shetach said, Erev ben Ochama, Lo Shafach Tadam Naki, you should know. Meaning, you're saying you killed an Eidzoyman, Lahoit Simi Liben Shal Tzadokim, as if you did something that was okay, you should know Shafach Tadam Naki. What you did was terrible. You killed an honest man. You can't just kill someone, Lahoit Simi Liben Shal Tzadokim. Number one. Number two, the person you killed, you were wrong for killing. Why? Shari Amru Chacham, the Chacham said, Eine Eidem Zoyman, Narogim, Achizum Mushneim. Chacham hold that you can't give someone, me says, we can't kill an Eid Zoyman at Sheyazumu Shneim until both of them are Huzam. They ain't like him, you can't give them Malkis, Achizumu Shneim, unless both of them became Zoyman. They ain't Mishalma Mom, you can't make them pay Mom, and Achizumu Shneim. And the story with Yehuda ben Tabai, where he killed the Eid Zoyman, Lahitz Mibishal Sadaikim, was a story where only one of the Eidim were found to be Zoyman. And because only one of the Eidim were found to be Zoyman, really they weren't Chayiv. And because they weren't Chayiv, so it's for that reason said Rab Shimon ben Shetach to Yehuda ben Tabai, you should know, I understand you were doing Lahitz Mibishal Sadaikim, but you were wrong what you did. Because at the end of the day, only one of them was Zoyman, and we have a rule. You can't do Hazama, you can't do Vasis and Likach Hazama, unless both of them are found to be guilty. So the Gemara says, Yad Kibbel of Yehuda ben Tabai, Yishayin Emara, Allah, Elbus, Neshim ben Shetach. Yehuda ben Tabai heard that. He made a Kabbalah, I'm not going to paskin Shailas anymore, unless I'm in the presence of Shimon ben Shetach. So the Gemara says, Kol Yomish Yehuda ben Tabai, all the years Yehuda ben Tabai, Himishtatech, Akivish Laisar, used to go to that person who we killed, and he would lie by his cave, by your Koylai Nishma, and you were able to hear his voice crying. Kisfura Ma'am, the Ulam thought, they thought that whose voice are they hearing? The Aruk. I mean, people would go to the Beis HaChaim and they would hear a noise and they thought it was the person that died. Amar Lehem, Yehuda ben Tabai told him, it's my voice. He says, nah, we don't believe you. He said, Teda, I'll prove it to you. Because eventually he said that when I die, you'll see, you're not going to hear my voice anymore. And that will be the raya that it was my voice. Not the Harug's voice. Amalei Rav Acha, Brei the Rav, the Rav Ashi. Rav Brei the Rav told Rav Ashi, it's not a raya. Because even if the voice stopped making noise after Yehuda ben Tabai died, it's not muchach that it was Yehuda ben Tabai's voice. Because maybe, piyusei paisei, maybe this person was crying because he had a tfi, he had a taina. He felt like he was ba'avol. But then in Shemayim, Yehuda ben Tabai was mefayasim. So it was precisely when Yehuda ben Tabai died that he was able to be mefayasim, and that's why he's not crying anymore. Oy bedina tave, or maybe there was a din, maybe they had it out. But either way, that's why he's not crying anymore. It says no raya. So the Gemara says like this. One question on this story. Again, we're going through this too fast. But one question on the story. After Yehuda ben Tabai realizes that he said the wrong psak, he made a kabbalah. I'm never paskining a shayla unless I'm in the presence of Shimon ben Shetach. The Gemara says, who said this? Iyam Rebishlami Rameyer. Bishlami Rameyer. To Amar Hushim ben Shetach of Bezdin. Yehuda ben Tabai Nasi. Who holds Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi? Handed the Kamara Lach Befnei Shimon ben Shetach. So I understand the story. He was the Nasi. The Nasi is a higher ranking official than the Abezdin. If the Nasi wants to paskin a shayla, he could do it even in the presence of the Abezdin. Yehuda ben Tabai is the Nasi. He paskin. Now he made a Kabbalah moving forward because of what happened. I'm not going to do it anymore. Eli Amrit Rabbanon. But if you're going to tell me this story is going according to the Rabbanon, Amrit Yehuda ben Tabai Abezdin. Who hold Yehuda ben Tabai was the Abezdin? Shimon ben Shetach Nasi. Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi. Abezdin b'fnei Nasi mimayr halacha. The Abezdin's never, anyways, allowed to paskin a shayla in the presence of enough of the Nasi. He's a mayr halacha b'fnei Rabbi. So what's this whole Kabbalah? Must be that this Maisa, this Brisa, the Gemara brings in Chagiga Tezayin on the base is going according to the Madama that holds that Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi. So really, he was allowed to, based on his credentials, to paskin a shayla in the presence of Shimon ben Shetach because of this Maisa Shoya, Kachaya, he made a Kabbalah, he wouldn't. But then when he says, Lo, there's no Raya. What do you mean, there's no Raya? You see, he made a Kabbalah. Why would he have had to make a Kabbalah? Might keep it all of the coming. You know what he meant? He meant, Let's tarufe, that filo, it's tarufe, nami loy mitzrafino. A person that is not allowed to be Meir Alach b'fnei Rabbi. I mean, you can't paskin a shayla if your Rebbe is in the area. You could be mistarved to a Bezdin. Let's say there's a Bezdin Shalchav Gimel for Dina and Afashis. You could be part of that Bezdin. His Kabbalah was that I'm not even going to be part of a Bezdin. Meaning, to not paskin b'fnei Shimon ben Shetach, he didn't need a Kabbalah for that. Because he was anyways, maybe only the Abezdin. Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi. As a result, he wasn't allowed to do it regardless. So what was the Kabbalah? The Kabbalah was, I feel it's Tarufe. He wouldn't even go and be mistarved. Exhale. So two ha'aris related to yesterday's daf and the first portion of today's daf, and that is the arba that were nichnasu lepardes, and specifically Acher. So Acher entered the pardes. He entered Elisha Baravua. He emerged Acher. There was a baskel that said shuvu banim shayvavim chutz mi'acher. The Chasam Sofer in Teiras Moshe, and this is in Parshish Mois, He asks that the Gemara says, Arbon nichlasu lepardes, ben Azai, ben Zoyma, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, we saw in today's daf, was Allah b'shalayim, v'yarad b'shalayim. The Lashon of the Ein Yaakov, which is an often quoted Lashon, is he was nichnas b'shalayim, and he was yatsa b'shalayim. So the Chasam Sofer asked the Meiridik Akasha. Meiridik. He said, why does the Gemara make an emphasis that Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalayim? That's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that he was yatsa b'shalayim. Rabbi Akiva, the Ein Yaakov says, was nichnas b'shalayim, v'yatsa b'shalayim. Our Gemara says, Allah b'shalayim, v'yarad b'shalayim. The Chiddush is not that he was nichnas b'shalayim. Everybody was nichnas b'shalayim. They were all nichnas the pardes. You couldn't enter the pardes if you weren't on a madrega. The Chiddush is that Rabbi Akiva was yatsa b'shalayim. Ben Azai, mes. Ben Zoyma, nifka. Achar, kitzetz benetiyos. Rabbi Akiva was yatsa b'shalayim. So what zok the Gemara? Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalayim, v'yatsa b'shalayim. Zok the Chasam Sofer. It's muchach in the Gemara, not that way. It's muchach in the Gemara that the reason Rabbi Akiva was yatsa b'shalayim is precisely because he was nichnas b'shalayim. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says, it's mistaber that Ben Azai and Ben Soima were also nichnas b'shalayim. The reason they weren't yatsa b'shalayim is because they were too young, like the Vilna Gaon said. But Acher, you want to know why he was kitzetz benetiyos? You want to know why Achar was not yatsa b'shalayim? It's because he wasn't nichnas b'shalayim. And that's the dogush. Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalayim, and therefore he was yatsa b'shalayim. The reason Achar wasn't yatsa b'shalayim is because he wasn't nichnas b'shalayim. So the Hillel Chasam Sofer said, what does it mean that Achar wasn't nichnas b'shalayim? He wasn't nichnas b'shalayim. He was from the arba that were nichnas to the paradise. Here's what a tzaddik you have to be in order to enter the paradise. I mean, we're talking about Maisa Merkava and the Gemara and Daf Yudal Mabez that talks about the reaction of tzaddikim that were derish by Maisa Merkava and ain't derish by Maisa Merkava. Filu yachin elmkin hayu chacham meivin meatzmai and all the mysticism associated with paradise and learning Maisa Merkava, etc., etc., etc. Acher was on the level where he was able to be nichnas to paradise. So how could you tell me that he wasn't nichnas b'shalayim? Zochtach Sam Sofer, he says a dover nifla, and if you appreciate the time where this was being said, Presburg, early part of the 19th century, we know a little bit about what was going on, and if you can imagine, the Haskalah is raging, and the Chasam Sofer is trying to make a real Chasam Sofer point, ki yodua, and he said, because the Gemara said, what was the problem with Acher? What was the shayrish of Acher that ultimately resulted in Acher ending up where he was? So he quotes the second part of the Gemara. The Gemara says that they say about Acher that when he would get up from Beis Medrash, sometimes underneath his pile of Sfarim, all of a sudden Sifrei Minos would fall to the ground. There was a hole in his ship. There was a crack. The crack was that he had learned Sifrei Minos. But here's the punchline. Right, that's easy. But here's the punchline. The punchline is, you don't find anywhere that the Sifrei Minos affected Acher. Because had the Sifrei Minos affected Acher, how would he have been able to enter the paradise? He wasn't flawed enough, despite the fact that Chazal say he learned Sifrei Minos not be able to enter the paradise. So what happened? You know what happened? A person, said the Chasam Sofer, can learn Sifrei Minos and he can be a gevaldige tzaddik. But at some point in his life, he's going to encounter an assoyan. He's going to encounter a challenge where that may come back to bite him. You know what happened? Elisha Baravu comes up to Shemayim and he sees the Malach Matara sitting and he's writing the Schusim of Kal Yisrael. And all of a sudden he remarked, what? Sitting? Ain't yeshiva. I thought there's no sitting. And then all of a sudden it blurted out of his mouth. Right? The Gemara says to be so careful what comes out of your mouth. Because all of a sudden it feels like it almost kishkoga sheyotzim ilifnei hashal. Acha says words that changed his fate. And he says, maybe there's two reshuyais? Two reshuyais? That was it. Baskal, shuvu banim shayvavim, chutz miyacher. So said the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Akiva saw the same thing Acher saw. So how come he didn't say maybe there were shtei reshuyas? He says, you know what the difference is? It's that Gemara. If the Gemara is megalata something about Acher, right? There's so much. The Acher lived the whole life, the life and times of Acher. The Gemara doesn't tell us that. The Gemara is telling us things, trials and tribulations, right? Things we need to know. So this is obviously critical to understanding Acher. This is the point. What does it mean, Sifrei Minos? Sifrei Minos was, he was a big tzaddik. He was a big bal madrega. He had gevaldige amuna. But there was Sifrei Minos, meaning he wasn't sure. He had sfeikis. He was investigating here. He wanted to know a little bit about that. He wanted to understand this. He wanted to understand that. And eventually came to a conclusion. He came to a rational, intellectual maskana that Hashem Echad Ushma Yechad. You know what happens to that person, says the Chassam Sofer? It could be great. You can live gesundheit, bezahindit, and zwanzig. But you could also not. Because if that person encounters an asoyin that suddenly challenges his faith a little bit, he can lose it. And that's exactly what happened to Acher. Acher saw the Malach Matat, and all of a sudden he said, one second, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe what I read in that book was the emes, and maybe this is not the emes. And that's the story of Acher. Acher was a nichnas b'shalom. He was a nichnas. Of course, he was a tzaddik. And the things that Acher had done were not to the level where it impacted Acher to the point that he couldn't enter the paradise. Which means he was a kaddish v'tar. He was a tzaddik yisoid olam. But there was something in the shroshim that already made it clear, and that were dictating that in the event that there was going to be a sakana, who knows what's going to happen, and he just entered the paradise, which is a very dangerous place. So as it relates to entering the paradise, he wasn't nichnas b'shalom. He didn't have the shroshim he needed to be able to enter. Rabbi Akiva did. And says the Chassam Sofer, because Rabbi Akiva's madrego was a madrego of amuna pshuta, amuna alpi mesoira, amuna because that yid. And you could ask me, is Lushoinus are a classic? He says, the yid that believes alpi amuna, he says you can rattle his shit, you can shuckle him in 1,000 different ways, and David Shah could throw every nesoyin in the world in his direction, but his amun is not going to go anywhere. Rabbi Akiva saw the same exact thing that Elisha bar Avuah saw. He saw the same thing. The difference was Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalom. Elisha bar Avuah, he wasn't nichnas b'shalom. He has one beautiful haysafa, one beautiful knech. He says that Elisha bar Avuah, he came about it more intellectually, and because he came about it more intellectually, so it was more scientific based. And if it was more scientifically based, so he had to understand it. And he was basing things on what he saw. So he had learned that there's no yeshiva, and then he saw the Malach is sitting. And because of that, all of a sudden, his whole worldview shifted. And therefore, he had a Havamina that maybe the Shtei Rishuyas. And that's what affected everything. What happened after he had the Havamina? The Baskel came out. What was the Baskel? Shuvu Banim Shevavim Chutz Min Acher. But we mentioned that really he wasn't supposed to listen to the Baskel. He was never supposed to listen to the Baskel because he was supposed to know that Komash Yemel Chabalabayis Asay Chutz Mitzay. So, Zoktich Samsoif, if the Rishis Chachman knew it in Sharik Dusha, and if the Marshon knew it, and if the Chidon Pesach Inayim knew it, and if the Samsoif knew it, and if Rav Tzadik in Takonos Hashav knew it, Acher didn't know it. So, how did Acher not chop that? The Teretz says, because this is Acher Lashitasai. Acher believed what he saw, and Acher believed what he heard. He heard Shuvu Banim Shevavim Chutz Meyacher. And if that's what it says, Chutz Meyacher, so it's Chutz Meyacher. Scientifically, I heard it. So what are you going to tell me? I'm an exception. I heard Chutz Meyacher. It's over. It's done. Rabbi Akiva was Yotze B'Sholem because he was Nichnas B'Sholem. The person that's Nichnas B'Sholem, you could shake him in every way. It doesn't matter. It's the person that's not Nichnas B'Sholem. That's where it's the problem. I always had this hergish, this Chassam Sofer, with the Holocaust survivors. You see, there were people that went through the war, and of course, any person that went through the war and walked out, it's Einis Rachmana Patre, and of course, we understand that. Chalila v'chalila, to question any person who went through these Nisyonis. But the word Tzaddikim G'dayilim, and our Zaydas and Babas that went through the war and they emerged b'shalom. And really, if you think about it, it's unfathomable how a person can witness that and see such a hest upon him and have their amunah be shaken in such a way and to be yotze b'shalom. Maybe the Teretz says this Chassam Sofer, they were nichnas b'shalom. To be yotze b'shalom, you have to be nichnas b'shalom. Nichnas b'shalom means it's just this something that was imbued to them. There was a deep amunah pshuta, and it doesn't matter what they saw. Yeah, they saw the Malach Matat sitting, and they heard the Baskel that said Chutz Meyacher. But unfed, doesn't matter. Who cares? I heard that. Abich ben Ayid, and a Yid doesn't get. And that's the story of Klal Yisrael. There were so many Yidin that were Yotze b'shalom from the biggest nesyonis in the world. The soy to being Yotze b'shalom is our Gemara. Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalom, and it's because of that Rabbi Akiva was Yotze b'shalom. Just to end with one punchline, Al Tzada Yoyse Toiv, and that is, so the Gemara says that after Acher passed away, there was a big tumult in Shabbat. They didn't know what to do with Acher. Like on the one hand, we can't judge him. You know why? Because he learned so much Torah. So what are we going to do? But then again, how can you put him to Gan Eden? He's Acher. So it was a problem. So he was mamish neither here or there. And the Gemara says, Rameyer, who was Acher's Talmud, he understood what was going on. He understood. So Rameyer had an Eitzah. Rameyer said that when I go to the Olam HaEmes, I'm going to use my protection, my nepotism, and I'm going to make sure that Elisha bar Avuah is born into Gehenna. So like this, he'll be into Gehenna. eventually he'll get the takana that he needs, and when he gets his takana, he's going to be able to enter Gan Eden. And the Gemara says, the Ramei told the Chevra, you want a proof? You'll see that after my Petira, smoke is going to rise from the caver of Acher, and that's going to be a sign that he's in Gehenna, it's going to be the Esh of Gehenna. The Gemara said, the Kachava. Years later, Rabbi Yochanan was learning with his Talmidim, and he heard about the smoke that comes from the coffin and the caver of Acher, and he said, this is a kunz, this is the way you treat a Rebbe. You bring a Rebbe into Gehenna. Rabbi Yochanan said that Lachamei Vesra, I'm going to go to Shemaim and I'm going to lobby, I'm going to take Acher out of Gehenna. The Kachava. And he took him out of Gehenna. That's the Gemara. Reb Itzel Petterberger, in a classic Musar piece. This is in Simon Aleph in Kalich Vayar. So Reb Itzel Petterberger said that he said, if you sit and you make a cheshbon, he said, how long was Acher in Gehenna? How long was he in Gehenna for? So he does the math. He says, if you cheshbon, he goes through an intricate cheshbon. From when the Mais with Ramea happened to when the Mais with Rabbi Yochanan happened, he says, Be'erech 150 years. That means he was Gehenim for approximately 150 years. So he says, Hagaba Atzmecha, think about this for a second. Ramea knew that his Rebbe is up in Shemayim. And right now, he's mamish nowhere. He's not in Gehenim, he's not in Gan Eden. So he's not being punished, he's not being judged, he's not being tortured, he's not dealing with any of the Einshim of Gehenim. But at the same time, he's also not in Gan Eden. He's not in Olam Haba, he's not getting any of the schar. And Rav Meir made a cheshbon as a Talmud, as mamish, someone who loved Acher, that I'm going to use my protection to get him into Gehenna. You know how long? 150 years. Abi what? Abi eventually is going to end up in Gan Eden. So Rav Itzel said, he says, you know, if you ask a person, would you be willing to trade a little bit of good for a lot of bad? Nobody would do that. There are people that have tzaras. They'd give up every single thing, every dollar they have, everything they have, to be able to remove a tzara. It's the metzias. That's the way life is. That's the way life is, right? People would give everything away to somehow have a refuah from something that they're dealing with. In Shemaim, it says not that way. In Shemaim, said Rabbi Itzel, it's just the opposite. A person will be willing to go through all the Yisurim in Shemaim. Abi techap a little bit of Olam Haba. He said, the schar of Olam Haba is so gewaldig, it's so meiridig, that it's kedai 150 years of Gehenim to eventually to be able to make it into Olam Haba. And he said, the pshat's poshet. He said, we talk about schar v'oynish, right? It's one of the, we believe in schar v'oynish. You do an avera oynish. You do a mitzvah, there's going to be schar. Oh, schar and oynish. Which is more? Meaning, all things equal. Schar or oynish? So Rabbi Itzel said, it's schar. Now I know it's schar. Because Mida Toiv is Merubim and Mida is Peranius. So it has to be. So a person does an Aveira Oynish. And a person does a mitzvah, he gets schar. Oh, but the schar mitzvah is infinitely greater than the Oynish of an Aveira. And that's another lesson that we take out from the story of Acher. Was das mein schar mitzvah? Schar mitzvah, we think more about the Oynish because that's just the way we're programmed to think. Because that's the way it is on this world. On this world, a little bit of Oynish is, a little bit of Choshech is Doicha Harbim in Har. People can have everything perfect in life. They're dealing with one sorry, they mamish can't appreciate all the type that they have. It's the way it is. It's the Metzias. In the next world, it's just the opposite. The little bit of oil will be doicha so much chayshach, and the emes is the schar of Olam Haba is so much greater than the oynish of Gehenna. And it's because midah toiva is meruba mi midas peranias. So said Reb Itzela, that's what we see from this story, that it was kedai for a mayor to have his Rebbe suffer 150 years in Gehenna. Be at the end, he should walk out with a chelik in Olam Haba. You see a chashivas and schar mitzvah. What it means that Yid does a mitzvah, how much schar he's going to get one day. The incredible value of schar mitzvah, just another one of the lessons, and even some of the positive lessons, that we can learn from this epic story of the Arba Nichnasu L'Paradis.